if you teach children this, they understand it immediately. And we somehow forget. And if you can do this once a day, without, let's say, without resentment, because sometimes if we're feeling miserable, no, we won't do it, including myself, but however. When God offered his trust to the mineral kingdom, to the mountains, he couldn't receive it. Then he offered it to the vegetable kingdom, all the plants and the everything, and that couldn't be received. Then he offered it to the animal kingdom, and it still couldn't be received. And they offered it to man and woman, and it was received. That's the first attitude. Okay? Everybody clear? How's your head? Now, when you get that clear, then you start to see that the essence, right, of all those kingdoms, right, the essence of all those kingdoms are within you, within me. Then he gave all the angels and the archangels to Adam, the first man. Right. Time, we have our limitations in time because of ourselves and fear and so on. Also, the substance of time is compressed so that we remember how little we have. If we didn't have that, we wouldn't work, would we? Thank you, somebody got that one. Now, just feel this in your chest area. First of all, just look at a mountain. When, do you remember it said in the Bible, I will lift my eyes up into the hills from whence cometh my help? Do you remember that? It's in the Bible. Jesus said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills or mountains from whence cometh my help. Think how much time there is in compressed time, totally in time, in every rock in those mountains. This was once under the ocean, remember? Even here. Isn't that true? Mm-hmm. Right. Just feel that. Don't take it for granted. And this is the area, sort of in the chest area, you feel it. So every one of those rocks, every one of those mountains, here and everywhere, right? Just feel the essence of the whole of the mineral kingdom in you. You have a ruby in you. You have a cornelian in you. You have a diamond in you. You have a sapphire in you. You have an emerald in you. And what are they all? They're all compressed time. Like a diamond was once coal, and before that it was trees and things. Now we take our life for granted. It was once told me when I was first taught about these things, that if you can remember these things, you will never die a violent death. And I didn't understand what it meant. And then later in the Quran, many years later, it said, those who live violently will die violently. You can't die violently if you remember the respect that everything is inside, the essence of everything. Now reverse space. Let those speak to you. Don't go into fantasy, if you walk around in sort of dreams, but let sometime today go out individually, right? And remember your feet and the earth connectedness, and let the actual earth and the mineral kingdom come to you, because without recognition, there is no flow, right? It is only two of us, but there is only one, right? So when you recognize this, there is a flow. And that flow is within the unity. It's no more me and it. The essence is inside here in my heart. And something starts to move somebody said, between the shores of time. What do you call shores in German? Where the ocean finishes, right? Then sometime today, go and find one tree. We've done this at many summer schools. And if you can just remember it once a day, I try and do it when I'm out on the balcony in the mornings. Or just take all trees, but go and find one tree. Now, it is proven scientifically now, and that's the wonder of science, it is actually proven that if you give energy to the vegetable kingdom, it will grow bigger. Right? It didn't say, if you give it love, it said give it energy. And this is actual fact. Why does it grow? Recognition. There was also a famous American poet, not so long ago, 20 years ago, who had what he called his forgiving tree. And because we all make mistakes every day, we get angry or we miss the mark. You know what I mean? We forget. So he wanted to forgiveness, so he used to go to his forgiving tree and ask, and gave his forgetfulness to the tree. That's why he called it the forgiving tree. And the tree flourished, grew. Because energy is energy. It's what the name you give to it is only a name. Right? You know, at Fintorn they used to love cabbages and they got bigger. But in fact, if they'd give them their anger, they'd still have got bigger. Wouldn't have made any difference. That's proven now as well. Doesn't make any difference whatsoever. It's only sentimental, that. It is actually these creatures respond. They are part of it all. The essence of every tree, every blade of grass, everything, every flower is in us. And you remember, the key is because God offered his trust to that and they couldn't receive it. Therefore, the essence is in us. Because he offered it to man, and the whole trust is given to us, man and woman. Go and reverse space. Now let's do it. Just open up your chest area and allow yourself to be seen by a tree or several trees. We're always looking at, aren't we? We're looking at each other. We hardly ever allow ourselves to be seen, do we? Isn't that right? When do you allow yourself to be seen at this time of the morning, Dominique?
Right now, not this morning.
This morning is the morning, right? So if you can just let it come to you. Because that which is already in you responds from that which you see, but let it see you. When we're looking at life and death, we're looking towards death. Or towards the end of the day. The end of the day is already here today, already. Isn't it? So we fill up the space with love, or try to. So let it come. Do you see the difference? If you're going to walk, we can't do it now because we're not outside. If you were going to walk from here down to there, right? Try walking with the right foot saying please and the left foot saying thank you. And when you get there, do it the other way around. And you'll find please and thank you, the same word. They just sound different. In Old English, they were the same word, funnily enough. Just let it come in. Look, something starts. You'll find it. I've done this with people, and birds come out of trees at times. Amazing things will happen. We once, in Colorado, I was way up in the mountains, and all the birds, it's in a book of mine, I think, the birds came out of the tree and landed on my head. Because we were in such a state of love that literally they came out. I mean, you would never see anything like it. And the little squirrels and things from the ground came. We were just covered in things like this. Because they were the expression of what I'm teaching. They're only the expression. Fairy creatures or feathers, they're the expression, right? Of all that is given to the human being. Now just feel that. Now listen for one bird. If you can't hear one, there's lots of creatures around there you can't see. Amazing things can happen. You can walk down there, just under those trees, there's some interesting places. And you can start to see or sense that invisible kingdom, but you've got to allow yourselves to be seen. Because they want to see you. They don't know that you can see them. Had it occurred to you? A tree does not know you can see that tree until you allow yourself to be seen by the tree. Right? It's true what I'm saying. An animal doesn't know, it's only frightened until you allow it to see you. And then suddenly we were all playing together. That's in the Bible too. That lion and the lamb and things. You allow yourself, because that kingdom, the essence is in you. It's best, you know, to do it by oneself. There, something happened there. What was that? Bird land in that tree. That something starts to move in oneself. This tightness you have here, we all have. Something starts to move, right? When we were doing the geomancy work here, how many people were present then? How many eagle things came over the top? 40, we ran out of about 45, didn't we? The day I arrived through the front door, there were 18 over the top. They'll come, but they are the expression. They look like birds. I mean, they are birds, but they are the expression of something. And the essence is within us. But we're so arrogant and forgetful, I include myself, that we forget that this needs to be seen. All those people called ecologists, blaming everybody for doing everything, when do they actually let everything come to them? If they do this as well, they do more good. And if you just once a day can remember, once a day, and this I was talking about the sun getting up recently, the first light, and let it come to you, then when you greet each other, what happens? What could happen then? That all those kingdoms which are within us start responding in the human being you're looking at. And not only that, what about the angels? And the whole hierarchy of the angel and archangel kingdom, all that happens because of the fact we were given the trust. We were given the trust. And when you get that, then something changes in one's life and you just don't recover. And you can go on, as it were, practicing, and you never quite know when. You must go to a tree, don't stare at it, let it look at you. And something can change. An outer sign, as it were, is given to us. And then you know there is only one. Some people get it through this kingdom, some people get it through this kingdom. Peter Kunz always goes to the mountains. Some people do that. I always go to the ocean, but whatever it is, water is for me. Let it happen. Let it come to you. And you can have an experience that there's no distance. The only distance is the number of paces from here to that fir tree. But there is no distance because its essence is in me. That is why if you wear, some people have Middle East or East or Tibet or anywhere else, or Native Indians, they have certain, they use gems. And people think it's a protection, right? Or against hobbly-goblies or something. It's not just that at all. It's echoing what is already within oneself. For reasons I'm not an expert on those things, but that's the reason. And you'll find something will change. All this land responds. The moment we did this geomancy work, it changed. It needs recognizing every day, and that's all I wanted to say to you really, is let yourself be seen, and little by little, you can give back what you're being given. But if you forget this, what would happen when you die? Would you be complete? How could you be complete when God gave his trust to us with everything he gave us? You'd never be complete if you can't remember. And we want to be complete because that's what was asked of us. John, in my second book, Bulent was incredible with this sort of thing. Amazing, this incredible respectari to see again. Everybody, any teacher I've ever known, it's been the same thing. Never forget. When your feet touch the ground, the essence is in you, the ground is, and something happens. That is what the meaning is in the last words for this morning in the Bible. Wheresoever, wherever you tread, brackets consciously, that is holy ground. It becomes holy because holy means holy, no separation. Whichever way you spell it, no separation, it becomes holy. Everything becomes holy. There, now it's time for yoga.
May I ask a question?
Yes, no fear. Because it allows certain quality. We're so embarrassed, we're so arrogant. What's a tree to us? Oh, it just grows fruits. Leaves, falls off in winter and grows up in spring. It's a quality in us which is humility and glorification and no fear. I remember when I first in Valbella was teaching this, people looked so embarrassed. They're walking around saying, somebody looking at me, being looked at by a tree, you know. There was a man called Father Andrew Grzeszewski, who was a canon of the Catholic Church, I often mention, you know. And he was so frustrated because we were so stupid. We were absolutely idiotic, we always were anyway. And he'd take us to things like churches, right, and listen to rocks, right. And you should have seen us, we were too British for any reason, can you imagine it? And you're Swiss, I'm sure, just the same. Right? And there were all these people of all ages, right, you know, with their Wellington boots on, right, walking around churches and listening. I was the most embarrassed of all. And then it began to get used to it, and you could hear something. There's something responding. I think the word responding is important. But when do you allow yourselves to be seen? Recently, the last 10 days, many of you have come to see me upstairs. Amazing things have happened. Right? Because it's allowing oneself to be seen without embarrassment. And we make mistakes every day. Making a mistake is missing the moment. But I would say that's the attitude. I mean, it's glorification, ultimately. You want to, I mean, good heavens, it's all inside. It comes to life through recognition, to life. Life is the name of God. Everything comes to life, and therefore to, in the path of return, to the Creator. But we just forget. It's I always love those water birds in the morning when they first start. But try it. If I see you all walking around underneath the trees, nobody's going to worry. But you know, sometimes people are so embarrassed they have to be by themselves. But you might literally go around for weeks. And then and feeling something, and then one day something happens. Most people I know, I've given this to, something happens. Brilliant used to walk, he was very fond of roses. And just before, well, a year before, 2 years before he died, I went to see him with Penny. And he was talking, he said, I'm going to be planted there, he said. Mm-hmm. Right? Now planted, like a bush, I mean, a thing. On the hill above the Chisholm where Hakim Young lives. There I'm going to be planted, and they will plant a rose there where I'm planted, he said. Now, I looked at him and I thought he was nuts, right? First of all, it's not ground that the church allows you to be planted in, right? So therefore how could he do that? It's very odd. Well, he died in Oxford, and I still don't know how he got planted in Scotland, in ground which is not consecrated. Mm-hmm. I suppose somebody gave it a quick one, but but he was talking about return, not sentimentality. It was like the man who, when he died, wanted to be cremated. Right, and you know what he did? He had already put in his will, he'd invested, I don't know, $10,000 or something, in the most enormous rocket. You know those things that you offer, right? So he had his ashes put in the top and lots of stars. This is true. It wasn't so many years ago. So when he died, he wanted this big rocket to be taken to the top of a special mountain he knew and then lit, boom! Right? So he was everywhere. Everything to be returned. But you'd be amazed what can happen. You know, there's when you get more sensitive and you can reverse space. Now, if you look at those trees, do you see those two pine trees over there? Between those two and there, you'll find one of the rods that I put into the earth here. And there's always spaces in all this ground. There's everything you ever need, actually. But why do we say that when you define the space for which you are custodian, everything you need is given to you? Why is that? Can anybody answer? So simple. Because God gave us trust. Thank you. Therefore, you've got so many angels here, you couldn't count them. They want to help. And he gave the secret of the names, didn't he? He tried it with the angels and they didn't understand, so he gave it to Adam. Which is the secret of creation, is in the names and the relationship of the names. So everything you ever need is there because it wants to help. We can't feel that. We're always trying to help everything else, but what about being helped? Being helped. We forget. It's incredible. Everything. You start sometimes, you think, my God, I'm seeing things. There was one time I was walking from my cottage in England with Shamsuddin, the cook, who was very eccentric, like Jem, like all cooks are eccentric, and a couple of others, and my dog, which is a big black dog. We were walking back from the big house to the cottage, and I must say, I thought I was seeing things. It was after a meditation, and it was just as dusk. What's dusk in German? What's the word in French? I can't remember that one. Dusk, just when the light is going. There's a wonderful word in French, I can't think of it. Crepuscule, that's it. Crepuscule. And we were walking along at dusk, and suddenly this dog, his feet went like that. And and then I reversed space, and I saw these three, about 10 foot tall. This is 6 foot, so more, maybe one bigger. Three, like moving light figures, right? I don't know what they were. It doesn't matter. It was the way I saw it, you know. I said, walking down by the river. I mean, coming towards me from the river. And this dog saw it first. I reversed space, then I could. Got me? If you look at it, you won't see anything. Think of the space in between. And I never forget Shamsuddin, because he suddenly saw, he never sees anything. He didn't use it. No! I never forget it. It was Siddiqui, Shamsuddin, and myself, and one other. Things come to you. Because, you know, in whatever form you see them in. Thank you. You got that one. Right. Look at the prophets. Moses. You know, God appeared in the burning bush. Right. Or Gabriel did. The form of what you need to give you the conviction that there is one absolute being. We are not separate, although we are individually unique. We are not separate. Then you have incredible joy. I mean, when you have that, this, you know. It's yoga. Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.